This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Something funny happens when we say today marks the start of fill-in-the-blank season. The news is suddenly filled with stories on fill-in-the-blank because, of course, it's fill-in-the-blank season. If it's June 1st, and it is, let's see here. There's got to be something here. Ah, yes, it's the start of hurricane season. Hurricane season. So where are those hurricane preparedness stories? They are everywhere. Not being snarky here, this is part of a problem. There's a psychology that underlies these regular events, something that tells us we've made it through other hurricane seasons intact. Prepared for a hurricane? Sure, I think. Dr. Walter Peacock is director of the Hazard Reduction and Recovery Center at Texas A&M. Dr. Peacock, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
A hurricane preparedness plan. Let's see, I've got a car in the event of an emergency. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Holiday Inn in Tulsa. Problem solved, or is it a little more complicated than that?
It could be more complicated, especially yeah. When you consider there may be a million people out there on the road doing the same thing.
So what does it actually mean to be prepared for a hurricane, besides just getting out of town to safety before the storm hits? What steps are people supposed to take?
Well, before we even decide whether we need to get out of town, we need to know what our risks are. And the critical risk for hurricanes is surge. And so you really need to know where your home is located relative to potential surge in your area. In the County Emergency Management Office, on their website, different media outlets in the grocery store have their hurricane preparation guides and the like for your areas, as well as city emergency management will have maps that have already been pre-laid out. They've actually worked with FEMA, worked with the National Hurricane Center to actually map out where are potential areas for surge. And surge is what really fundamentally is the highest risk with respect to hurricanes. So in general, what they'll be is they'll be areas like Category 1 surge or for different kinds of evacuation. So emergency management will say, we're going to evacuate Zone A. Whatever Zone A is, you need to know whether or not you're in Zone A, B, or C, or it may be Category 1 through 5 storms as well, too. So a little bit different for different areas.
Help us with this. I mean, how would one know? I've never been evacuated. How do you know when you have to leave? If Zone A is being cleared out, is there an announcement made on television, or do the police come by door to door? How does that work?
I doubt the police will be by. They're busy manning areas for traffic and those kinds of things. So you really got to pay attention to local radio, local TV, and warnings will come out from the emergency management, from the mayor, from the county officials. It's telling you when we're going to start evacuations, what zones will be impacted, when the next phase of the evacuation will occur, et cetera. You know, the media is quite good at giving that information and coordinating with local emergency management.
Dr. Peacock, we're out of time, but I have to ask, how much of an obstacle is the sort of psychology of preparedness, in that a lot of people hear about hurricane preparedness and they just figure they got this?
That so often is the case because, as you mentioned earlier, we come around to hurricane season every year. But that's also is an opportunity as well, too. So working with your family, gathering that information, creating that emergency kit if you are going to need to evacuate or if you're going to need to stay in place in an area because you don't want to get out on roads. So all the people that have died these last week or so because of flooding have been caught in those flood areas. You don't want to be driving through those areas as well, too. So evacuating from the surge zones, getting to a safe location, and don't travel all over Texas. Get further on inland where you will be safe out of those zones.
Terrific practical suggestions. Walter Peacock, professor of urban planning at Texas A&M and director of the Hazard Reduction and Recovery Center at Texas A&M as well. Dr. Peacock, thank you.
Thank you so much.